Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Tom Hill. We'll start with news with Pep Guardiola. He says he'll be viewed as a failure if Man City do not win the Champions League during his time at the club. City take a 2-1 aggregate lead to Borussia Dortmund for the second leg of their quarter-final tie on Wednesday. They have not reached the semi-finals under Guardiola, going out in the last eight of the last three seasons. Guardiola said, "I know if we don't win, I'll be a failure. And if we do, it's how good is Pep? If you think of the consequences of goals, or you have to score or concede, you forget what you have to do. It doesn't matter what happens in the first leg, you have a chance in the second. It'd be better they don't score and we win, but in the Champions League, you always have a chance. We have weapons to score. They have weapons to score. Our idea is to go there and do as best as possible and let them feel we are going to defend what we got here. We want to impose our game," he said, "and then win the game." City's only injury concerns are striker Sergio Aguero and defender Aymeric Laporte, who has a hip problem. With Jadon Sancho already ruled out, Dortmund are waiting on the fitness of Marco Reus and Mats Hummels for Wednesday's second leg. Into other news on the transfer front, and Sporting want to exercise the purchase clause in their deal as part of Pedro Porro's loan from Manchester City. The Spain international moved to Sporting at the start of the season on a two-year loan deal with the possibility of making the move permanent. After helping the club to the top of the Primeira Liga and to the verge of a first Portuguese title in 19 years, Sporting want to exercise his buyout clause worth around £7.5 million. And finally, on to the transfer front, some reports suggest that City could miss out on Erling Haaland. Bayern Munich chiefs feel confident they'll be able to match his release clause next season and promise him enough quality football for him to stay in Germany rather than move to the Premier League. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.